This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to it, people, shall we? The Thursday morning edition of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome in, people. Happy Thursday to you. I gotta tell you, I don't know if it is because of the expectations of next week. Got some interesting developments that took place yesterday. Still going to SEC Media Days. It's all set up. Don't worry. We're going to be live from the College Football Hall of Fame Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week for SEC Media Days. Very much looking forward to that. Charlotte, North Carolina the week after that for ACC Media Days. I found out yesterday that, and this is interesting because the other Media Days I've been to, it is not this way. But the Southeastern Conference does not provide you with interviews, right? Like, they don't tell you, here's the time that guys are coming by Radio Row. Here's the time that you are scheduled with guys. They effectively say, if you want time with players, coaches, whoever, for an interview outside of their keynote address, then you have to set that up with the schools themselves. So I spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday emailing the sports information directors at every single Southeastern Conference school, asking for each of their head coaches to join us on the show. I spent a lot of time yesterday reaching out to the SIDs at every Southeastern Conference school and trying to organize a drop-by of at least their head coach. Now, you know, the schools that are bringing players that are on a national scale, the schools that are playing are bringing players that are expected to be Heisman Trophy finalists, the schools that are bringing players that are expected to be game changers, etc. I asked for those players as well. But I didn't want to, I didn't want to set the expectations through the roof. I didn't want to be, hey, Alabama, I want Kalen DeBoer and all three of your guys, because I know that the SEC Media Days are, and this is just a reality of life, the SEC Media Days are going to be a lot busier and more well attended than the ACC Media Day that we attend every year. And I know that because that's just how this business works. I see it every year, for instance, at ACC Media Day. It's kind of become this running joke for those of us that attend that event every year that Monday, Tuesday are, you know, your wide open days. And you can pretty much grab anybody you want from the schools that show up. when Dabo and the boys roll up on the final day of ACC Media Days, when Dabo and the fellas roll up on Thursday, the place becomes an absolute zoo.
It's like when a celebrity or the president or something shows up. It's so... I didn't expect it. The first year that I went with Mark Ryan, and we're sitting, and then he showed up, and there was like a buzz in the room.
Yeah,
and it's like I was like, he's here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's the vibe of the whole building changes when the fellas from Clemson show up. Now, I've attended that event, I guess, all 5 years I've been here. Maybe I missed one. But I think I've gone either all 5 years or four of the 5 years. And I will tell you that the non-Clemson days, there was a run there like this past season going into last year. There was some buzz around Mike Norvell in Florida State, right? Like when FSU rolled up in there on a different day, there was a little bit of the same energy, not quite as high. Miami frequently has that, I assume.
Florida State, that makes sense. After the season they had, probably not going to be a buzz this
year. After the 13-0 season, when Norvell rolled in there, it kind of had the same buzz. I'm going to assume to some degree that same buzz will be there this year when Hoodie rolls up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
When Hoodie rolls up.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's 2 weeks from now. You're going to be able to tell who gets the bigger pop.
Yeah, and I've already got because the ACC asked for their request. I've got an interview in a good Hoodie on the show. I look forward to it if we do. I've got a request into getting Mike Norvell on the show. I'm interested in that. I've got there's a lot to it, but when Dabo frequently, I don't want to say by himself, when Dabo has rolled into the building, the vibe itself changes. And while that's not necessarily going to be true about, say, you know, Vanderbilt with Clark Lee and Diego Pavia, I got to imagine there's going to be buzz when Shane rolls in. The expectations are very high.
I was going to say Shane, probably Kirby. I mean,
expectations are going to be there for Kirby. The expectations are there for Kalen DeBoer. This is going to be a different overall vibe. It is the vibe that we make a point about talking about when Dabo and the boys roll up into ACC Media Day. I think it's going to be all 4 days at SEC Media Days. But again, what I found out yesterday was that unlike in SEC Media Days, where you put in your requests for interviews before the event starts, and then basically once you get there on any given day, the guy who runs comms for the ACC walks up to you before every broadcast day and he goes, here's who I've got you scheduled for. And then if you have any additional requests or if you want to change something, you can ask. It's not always awarded, but they ordinarily say, all right, you know, they might walk over. I think last year we did not get Norvell with the ACC. Basically, you get priority for the school that you cover primarily, right? So, like, last year we had Cade Klubnik and Dabo Swinney. Most stations did not get either one of them. We got them both. But that is because when you register for that thing, and I know I'm taking you guys probably a little bit more behind the scenes than some of you care about, but also at the same time, I don't know, I'm intrigued by it. I assume some of you are interested. So, because the priority college for us is Clemson, we are, when Dabo and the boys roll up, we are prioritized. We are prioritized for getting those guys. So last year, we got everybody from Clemson. We got Dabo. We got Cade Klubnik. We got everybody last year. It'll probably be the same this year, though not guaranteed, because I think I've been 4 years. I think I've gotten Dabo twice. I think I've gotten the quarterback every year, but I think I've only gotten Dabo twice. But that's kind of how it works. The SEC does it differently. The SEC does not have their players and coaches doing a radio row tour, right? Like with the ACC, they bring those guys over, and it is on their schedule that they are going to spend an hour bouncing around table to table, or 2 hours or whatever, bouncing around table to table on radio row. The Southeastern Conference doesn't do that. They bring them in, they do their keynotes, then all of the players and the head coach will do breakout individual, like press conference style interviews, right? Like we'll all go into a room and Lenora Sellers will be up at the podium and it basically becomes everyone in the room gets to ask him questions. They do not schedule individual interviews. They basically say, if you want that, you've got to organize that with the school. So I will also let you know that I reached out yesterday to Steve Fink, the SID at South Carolina, and requested to have Shane, Lenoris, and the rest of the fellas all come on. I'd like to get everybody. There's three players, Lenoris Sellers highlighting the group, obviously. But I have made the request to get Shane and Lenoris both on the show on Radio Row. I don't know if, I don't know when we will hear about that. And on top of that, it is not obviously a guarantee that that will happen because much like when Dabo rolls up into ACC Media Days, it's going to be a buzz. And I'm going to assume just based on what I've been told about this event, this is my first SEC Media Day. Based on what I've been told, the media attendance at this event is going to be four times what it is at ACC Media Days, which again makes sense. It is the football conference right now. And on top of that, there are probably...
Really, is it? When's the last time they won a national championship? I'm just throwing that. I mean,
get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just...
I think... Okay, so then let me rephrase that. In the region of the world in which we broadcast...
There we go.
It is the football conference. In the national perspective, I would say that while the Big Ten has claimed the title a couple in a row, I would also say that I think the Southeastern Conference is a deeper conference. I don't really think that's an argument. I think that is just a definitive fact. I would think that I would say that the Southeastern Conference specifically this year absolutely has more teams that are playoff caliber bound, whatever word you want to use.
I'm so happy that you get to go to this. Hopefully, maybe we can work out a way where you can go to the Big Ten next year and then you can compare.
Look, If the bosses want to send me up to Indianapolis, Indiana,
they're not going to.
I know they're
not.
But if they want to, I'm just going to put it out there. If they want to send me, I'll go. I'll go to anything they want to send me to.
The powers that be are from kind of that general area. So
I wonder if maybe we
go with you.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if we don't kind of prop this up as like, hey, boss, why don't you use this as an excuse to take a vacation? Right, we're going to cover the Big Ten. I'll just go. You go hang out with the fam. We'll make it work out. We'll see. I do expect, obviously, the attendance is going to be dramatically higher. I expect that there are going to be much more in the way of, I don't know how else to put it, like celebrity college football media in attendance. The ACC, basically, the way it works out every year is you have the folks from the ACC Nets, and I love the folks from the ACC Net, with the exception of ACC Karen. Everybody else is great. But it's not until Dabo Day that you end up seeing the big names in sports media, the big names in college football broadcasting show up. I suspect they're going to be there all 4 days of the SEC, and if that becomes the case, it's like, yeah, you little yokel-ass redneck from Greenville, South Carolina, like, get in the back of the line. We'll get you once Tebow gets them.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, you should go get Tebow because—
Already got the request out.
You've spent quality time with Tebow, as you've said in the past, and I'm sure he would remember you because anyone who meets Rob Brown always remembers Rob Brown. And so that's not sarcastic, by the way. I do believe that's a thing. Unless you were less loud back in the day. And I don't think that's possible. So I think Tebow immediately would go, oh yeah, I remember you. And maybe you get to spend some time with Tebow and through his connections, you can get some more people.
Well, and as Brent Musburger once said, if you spend 15 minutes with Tim Tebow, your life will be better for it. That's a direct quote on an SEC football broadcast.
You don't seem to believe that.
I do believe it.
I was going to say, I think I do.
I do believe it. I just thought it was a weird, thing to say inside of a football game. All right. It was just a weird spot. This was also in the era where, you got to keep in mind, Tebow was on his way to being Tebow. He wasn't Tebow yet, but he was treated as if he was the golden god of college football. He turned into that. But, come on, Gary. Come on, Gary. So, with all that being said, I have got the request in for Shane and Lenoris on Monday. I have got the request in for Kalen DeBoer, Kirby Smart. Like, I've got the request in for everybody next week. And then on top of that, like, there are opportunities throughout the event to just grab these guys and, like, do one-on-ones.
Did you have backups? I mean, you know, in case you can't get this guy, you want this guy, that type of thing?
No, they don't do that.
So you just went for it.
I just YOLO'd straight to the SID at every school and was like, yo, can I get Kirby Smart up on my show?
Okay, why not?
Yeah, I mean, what, like, worst case is they go, what, no, but we'll give you Gunnar Stockton? Like, all right, cool, I guess. We'll see. So I'll let you know. Basically, what I'm saying is this. We'll be live at the College Football Hall of Fame next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Southeastern Conference Media Days. I will be attending live all 4 days. If you have not done so already, please follow me across, if you're a college football dude, follow me across the social media at the Rob Brown Show, because I will be generating as much content while I am there as I can. I will be getting the interviews I can get. I'll be having the conversations that I can have. I will be live at the press conferences. I will be live at the state of the schools. I have a request to get Greg Sankey on the show. So, like, I've put in for as much as I can put in. There's no guarantees for anything. Just know your boy is headed over there to grind. And I will say that I will be going throughout the entire event. Not only will we obviously do the show live all 4 hours, all 4 days that we are over there next week, but I will be popping up live sporadically throughout the entire event. Like, if we get Shane Beamer outside of showtime to come sit down, honestly, I'll probably just pop on the social media and do that interview live, and then we'll play it back the next day on the show for those of you who can't follow, whatever. I'm going over there to grind. It's going to be interesting. I can't guarantee you what we will and won't get. What I can guarantee you is this is the baby. I've been working on this for a while. I've set this thing up. I'm really excited about it. I'm going over there to bust ass to make it an incredible event. I will get you everything that I can get you. I'll break as much as I can break for you. And also, I'm going to go see Atlanta United play a game, which I haven't gotten to do yet. I'm pretty excited about that. Actually, this is interesting. Despite Charlotte being right up the road, I've actually never been to an MLS game before, which is wild. Big soccer guy. Just never made it to an MLS game because the couple that I've wanted to go to, like Orlando City was in town this past weekend, but I had a bunch to do. Messi was in town a couple of months ago, but tickets to go see Lionel Messi play were like $180. And I'm like, I want to see him play. I don't know if I got that in the bank. I got a lot to get to. So, gonna go to an MLS game. I think I'm probably on. Do I ride over to the Battery? Great one. Do I ride over on Monday, the night of the home run derby? I'm not buying a ticket to either one of them. I've landed on be a responsible adult. Do I ride over to the, but I am gonna go to the Battery and just enjoy the festivities. Do I ride over on Monday, the night of the derby? Or do I ride over on Tuesday, the night of the All-Star game, knowing the one variable that's kind of got me in a tizzy? And we're going to talk about this later in the show. I think that if there is going to be a night where I may find, after the event starts, a scalper outside that's got a couple of tickets he couldn't sell and is willing to take face value for them just to dump them, I think I'm more likely to get tickets to the Derby than the All-Star game. That makes me kind of think I go over on Monday. But the Battery is going to be absolutely electric on Tuesday night because all 30 teams' fans will be descended on that for the game itself. I don't know which one's the right play. Of course, all of that hinges on how many thousands of... It might cost me as much to Uber to and from the Battery as it would to buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's your... if it were me, I would go see a bunch of women wrestling Sunday night. But that's just, I think a lot of people would agree with that.
We talked about that yesterday.
I know you can't. I know you won't. And it's a responsible thing. But since things have changed as far as how guests are available and stuff, maybe that changes how you think things.
It doesn't. And I'm also going to point out, and last thing I'll say, and then we got to run to a break. The registration for the event is Sunday from, I think, 3 to 5 or 3 to 7, something like that. So I'm going to leave here about noon. I'm going to get over there. I check into the hotel at 3. I'm literally going to run in, drop my bags off, get over to the CFB HOF. Once I get to the event, get registered, haul all the gear into the Hall of Fame and get it set up, then it will be a matter of like, what time is everything open? Is everything set up? Am I able to test it and make sure it's connected and it is working? Yada, yada, yada. If all that's good, I may very well go over there because they apparently there's a ton of tickets left. Is they tarped up the upper half. They announced yesterday they're tarping up the upper deck for the WWE show because they just didn't do great tickets, which makes sense because Beyonce's in town. The MLB All-Star Game is in town. There's like 3 other big events happening around town. There's just too much attention. And by the way, that's what you get for trying to counter program for no reason. Okay. But I may end up there. It's just going to be a matter of if I go to that event, I'm not getting back to the hotel till midnight. And then if I got to be at the Hall of Fame the next morning at 4 a.m. and I got to leave the hotel
at
3:30.
Distance between where you are and where that is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about a 30-minute drive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So even if I take my own car, that is still going to be get out of the arena, get to the car, get out of traffic, and it's right in the middle of downtown. State Farm is. It's right in the middle of downtown. Fight through the traffic, 30-minute drive back to the hotel, puts me there at the absolute best, like 11, right?
So you're saying you'd be home earlier or to your room earlier if you go do those other events, if you go and get a chance to see the Home Run Derby, because I don't think you will. That thing
no,
goes
but
fairly late.
Again, if the wrestling show was on Monday and not Sunday, 100% I'm going, no questions asked. Problem is, I can't risk not being my best form on day one South Carolina day. That's the big problem.
But if you have to pick between the baseball events, I think the Home Run Derby is the way to go.
I think it is,
too. Because it will be done faster than the All-Star Game.
I'm not even worried about that because I'm not going to the event. I just think I have a better chance of finding a scalper to the Derby than I do the All-Star Game. So we'll see. All right. That's more of a me problem than a you radio filler.
Yeah, but we're living through you. So, you know, I'm going to try to steer you the way that I want you to go.
That's also fair. Live vicariously through me. All right, we got to take a break. We got a lot. We got to get to a lot. We're going to talk about this morning on the show. We'll talk some college football when we come back here in just a moment from now. Josh Pate had some comments on Dabo Swinney. I want to play those for you and get your reaction to them when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. I want to talk a little Clemson football here for just a second. And I want to think on, contemplate, and react to a couple of things that Josh Pate. I'm a Josh Pate guy. I'm a Pate State guy. I'm a Pate State freak. Guy. I actually really do like Josh Pate.
My interactions with him, he's a very cool dude.
From what I have not really had any direct interactions, but what I can say is when he used to come on Mark's show all the time, the show itself, the interviews I've heard him do on other local shows, seems like a legit dude, and I appreciate that. On top of that, I can't hand out what's the best compliment that I can hand out to somebody in this business? That guy knows ball. And I think Josh Pate knows ball. Which is why I'm intrigued by, and I want to get your reactions to, a couple of takes that Josh Pate had yesterday. He, on his show, was asked about the Clemson Los Tigres, the Tigers. He got a tweet from a dude that said, can Dabo capitalize with a roster that gives him his best national title shot since 2019? And Josh Pate took it in both directions. The good, the bad. I actually want to turn each of these into a segment. We're going to spend the rest of the hour talking Clemson football. Now, if you're a South Carolina fan, and you're going, I don't want to hear about this crap, Rob Brown. Well, hang out, because I got some takes from some other dudes, and we're going to do a lot of Carolina ball later on in the show. So you're going to get your time in the sunshine, too. Everybody gets their turn. The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Josh Pate got asked, can Dabo capitalize with a roster that gives him his best national title shot since 2019? And I'm going to play you the negative. What happens if he doesn't? What happens if this team doesn't get anywhere close to the expectations being placed on them? Why would it not work that way? Why would my computer not say that? What would happen? I got to play it in a different software if Dabo doesn't get to that expectation. So, again, we're going to circle back around because that was the second half of the conversation where he talks about the negative. He talked about the other side, too, the positive. What happens if they go 12-0? What if they win the conference? What if they win the national championship? What does that mean for Dabo Swinney? What does that mean for Clemson? And we're going to address that, too. But I wanted to get the negative out of the way first. So, the reason that is intriguing to me is because Josh Pate just said, if they do not reach expectations, if they go 8-4, if they maybe they don't win the ACC. Maybe they do, but they get in and they're kind of bounced out early. He just said that anything shy of being a contender, I'm not going to say win it, but like, you know, you're getting to the semis. You're getting to the natty. Maybe you don't win it. You look like a threat. You go, damn, That team's really good. Maybe there's another team out there that's slightly better, but that team's really good. Anything, if they go 8-4, 7-5, I would honestly say perhaps 9-3 might be a qualifier for this conversation.
Well, any of those, unless they win the ACC, they're not going anywhere.
Correct. So if they end up in any of those spots, and I would even go so far as to say, if they end up 9-3, but that ends up good enough to send you to the ACC title game, first off, the ACC would have to hang their heads in shame. That'd be embarrassing. Second off, if you go 9-3 in this conference this year of all years, you're not a national championship threat, and we all see it. He said, if they do not reach the expectations, and I would even go so far as to say, it is fair. I am normally not on this wagon. I am now. This year. If he does not reach the expectations of, yes, the national media, the national college football fandom, Josh Pate says the conversation will shift to Dabo and Clemson's time in the catbird seat of the top tier of college football will be over.
All right, so that's already happened. I mean, that happened a couple years ago. When's the last time that they legitimately were competitive for the national championship? Maybe they are what people say they are this year. Maybe they are. And they did make it into the playoff last year. But they had this they almost didn't make it. They had to get in and win that ACC championship or they would not have been in. So I think they've been out of this for a while. I think they've been out of it since Trevor Lawrence left.
I don't think it's unfair. But I would take that conversation.
It was a great run, though. I mean, I'm not disparaging the run. It was a great run, but they haven't had that level of quarterback to get them past the next level. Is Cade Klubnik that guy this year?
I would take that, and I would add one more level to it, because you're not wrong. But I would also say, I think a lot of people were taking the comments of Dabo Swinney about NIL, about the transfer portal, about all these things that he has made it abundantly clear that while he is willing to use them, provided he feels like they are an actual benefit to Clemson, he's not going to use them all. I believe I've heard him use the term willy-nilly. Well, he's not going to use them all willy-nilly. He is going to use them if he feels like they genuinely benefit the football team. He is also one of the schools that has, at least in the transfer portal, not really been a big-time player. Remember, it was, or was it this offseason, there was the joke that's not a joke that there were three Division I college football teams that did not have an incoming transfer portal player. Two of them were military academies, and the other was Clemson.
I still think people dwell on that way too much. I really do.
I don't,
because he was still able to get his team into the very first playoff.
Sure.
I mean, of that size.
But you yourself a moment ago just pointed out that they had to fight in an ACC title game to do it.
I also pointed out the one thing that they're missing. The thing that got them there, the thing that got them where they were two players, Deshaun Watson and Sunshine. That's it. Since then and before then, they weren't able to do that. They need that kind of quarterback in order to get that
team.
Yeah,
but I mean, can't you say that about anybody? Like, can't I say that about anybody?
Not necessarily.
Would
you say that about Will Howard?
No, but I would also say Will Howard.
Would you say that about the Michigan, J.J. McCarthy? Would you say that about him?
No, but I'd have said that about Blake Corum, the running back. I think, I'm going to say, no matter who you are, if you're a national championship contender, you got that guy. You got that dog. You got a Blake Corum. You got a Jeremiah. You got a Tebow. Like, you got a one-name guy. If you're a natty contender, you got a one-name guy. So, blah, blah, blah. Back to the point that I was driving at there was, I think a lot of people kind of had Clemson, are they, aren't they? Are they still in that upper echelon? Have they fallen off? Does Dabo's philosophy and approach knock them into dinosaur territory, has-been territory, fallen-off territory? Or can his formula still work? And I think the point that Josh Pate is making here, and I'm going to play you the other side of Pate's argument on the other side of this break. I think if it works this year, if this team is a true national championship contender, not saying they got to win it, just contend. If this is a true national championship contender, the Clemson Tigers are this year, then I think that, yeah, you get to go, okay, the Dabo philosophy can work. And honestly, I think it'll change college football a little bit, to be honest with you, because I think a lot of coaches that have maybe begrudgingly accepted the new era, they might go, you know what? I am going to do it my own way. And I'm going to get kids who like the way that I'm doing it and yada, yada, yada. And that could be a big changing spot for college football. Dabo falls off? Yeah, I think Pate's right that Clemson's time in the sunshine probably has hit its zenith.
Don't you want multiple ways to work? I mean, I think it would be awesome if there isn't only one way to get there. If there are multiple ways to get there.
I mean, I think in most elements of life, that's how it is. I also think sometimes you just got to recognize that, like, the rules of the game are the rules of the game. And you got to play within them, even if you don't like them. We're going to talk more about that when we come back here in a minute. Because that was the what happens if they come up short side of the discussion from Josh Pate. When we come back on the other side, he gave the other side of the coin. What happens if they do accomplish goals this year? What happens if they do make it to a natty, win a natty? What does that do for and say about Clemson? We'll address that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. We were talking about the comments of one Josh Pate. Josh Pate did some conversating yesterday on his show about Dabo Swinney. Now, I played the second half of the conversation. He got asked the question, does Dabo have it in him this year with a roster that seems to give him his best chance at a national championship since the last time that he won a national championship? Can he pull it off? And Josh went one step further, and he was having the conversation about what it will mean for Clemson to or not to make it to that point. I played you the negative side of the conversation. I'm going to get you to the positive side of the conversation, but phone calls go first. 864-448-3772. Tony has been kind enough to call in and talk a little Clemson. Tony, welcome to the show, big dog. Good to have you.
What's up, Rob? Good to be on the show. You guys do a fantastic job.
Thank you, sir.
To reiterate what the gentleman said, I think the state of South Carolina has two of the best five quarterbacks in the nation this year. Cade Klubnik could very well get an invite to New York. I mean, he comes from Texas, obviously. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year. He beat out the guy that took Texas to the national title last year. I can't remember his name. And obviously Sellers in Columbia is going to be a top five quarterback in the nation. He's turned down some ridiculous NIL deals. But Cade Klubnik was the number one dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school. The weapons on the perimeter and the interior defense performs with – I mean, they made the playoffs last year with three, I believe. But I think this is a year that Dabo's bought into the portal, bringing players in that he needs, that like recruiting them like high school players. This guy will not only take 3 years to develop, he's already developed. I get him in here, get him on our program, get him in our playbook, and he'll bring us rewards immediately, not waiting. So, yeah, Dabo kind of battled that. Like, I don't need the portal. I can recruit guys and do it like I've always done it. Well, he figured out real quick he couldn't do that. But I think Clemson brings the guys in this year. I think Cade Klubnik has, and I'm not even a Clemson fan, trust me. It pains me to say this. I just, when I recognize talent, I just got to give them the love. And Cade Klubnik is a legit dual threat, 4.5, 4.6 quarterback with a good arm and with good wide receivers, can hit those holes and make those NFL throws. And obviously Lenore Sellers can too. And I'll never forget when Spurrier came to Carolina that he wanted that last game of the year, Clemson and Carolina, to have national championship implications. And I think this year, the Carolina-Clemson game will have national championship implications with two of the best quarterbacks in the nation going head-to-head and with fantastic game, and just may the best team win.
I appreciate it, Tony. Great call. Thank you very much. And I agree with you. I've said that a couple of times. Not only does it have national championship implications, I'm going to take it and I'm going to add on to that as an addendum. And I mean this. That game might win one of those two the Heisman Trophy, right? Like that, I think I have already put down on the nationally syndicated radio show. I have already put it down on other people's nationally syndicated radio program. And this is not blowing smoke. I got no reason to blow smoke. I think I can say with some level of honesty, I guess is the right word here, that I have never kissed the bootay. I have never kissed the ring of any of the schools that we cover because I think that knocks my credibility as a host. And I think you can tell when hosts do that and when they're being genuine. I've never kissed the ring of either of these schools. When there's been problems, I talk about the problems. I have said on my show, I have said on the nationally syndicated show, I've said on BetMGM Tonight, I've said on You Better You Bet, I've said on, actually, during the summertime, during the summertime. That's now. About 3 weeks ago, I was on the SEC channel on SiriusXM with a couple of their hosts, and I said it there. I genuinely think Lenore Sellers and Cade Klubnik are both Heisman Trophy finalist possibilities. And if that ends up being the case, if both of them are at the Downtown Athletic Club, I think that last game of the year, assuming everybody's healthy and it's the game we all want it to be, I think that game might win one of those through the Heisman Trophy.
I'm still not completely sold on Cade. I'm not. Has he developed each year, year after year? Absolutely he has. But I'm still not. I don't think he's at that level.
You're not alone in that, by the way. You're not alone in that. I mean, we got Jacob in the chat who said, I don't get all this Cade hype. Like, honestly, he's not that good, and he chokes under pressure. I genuinely don't understand. I'm not trying to be an ass. You're not alone. I've got people on these shows that I was just telling you about that have pushed back against it, and I'm good with it. I'll tell you what I think he does this year, which is what Dabo's asked him to do the last couple of years, which is run the football, be the dual threat, A. And B, I think he's got the best wide receiver core he's had as a starting quarterback. I just don't think he's had weapons around him. We're going to come back to that later because I want to finish up this Josh Pate discussion that we were having. We played you the negative commentary in the last. What happens if Clemson does not reach expectations? Well, what the hell happens if they do? What if they are a national championship contender, winner? Here's what Josh Pate had to say about that. I don't have an issue with that take either. I absolutely think, in fact, I believe I've said in the last couple of years, I think the thing that Dabo's going for here is there's one of two endings. Ending number one is he doesn't get it done. Ending number one is he doesn't get it done and he ends up getting dinosaured out of college football. He ends up being stubborn to his own detriment. He doesn't do the things that, and I'm with Josh Pate on this one, he doesn't do the things that most of us believe you have to do in 2025 to have a successful college football program. It ends up that the game leaves him behind, and he still has a great legacy, two national championships, dominant force in college football for a long time, but a star fades. The second option is that he does get it done. And the result of that is, metaphorically speaking, that Dabo looks at me and Josh Pate and a large number of you, including, by the way, a large number of you Clemson fans, and he goes, bang, double birds, bleep you all, see. I told you so.
By the way, I don't believe for a second that they have a shot, but if they were able to do it, And when the whole thing, the one thing I disagree with Josh Pate about is that Dabo would retire. He's not going anywhere.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. Like I said, he said in that, he's like, I don't think this is what happens, but it would be the opportunity where he could say, I don't need to stick around and do this. I've proven my point. I am amongst the all-time elite. I'm good, whatever. I'm with you.
What I don't understand is all the people who want college football to be the way it was, why are they not rallying behind the one guy who's trying to keep it that way?
Well,
why are they not? Why is Dabo not their champion?
I would say a couple of things. First and foremost, because even though it is not at an elevated level, they're using the portal and they have NIL, right? Like, I get it.
And they will be paying their players because it's now the
thing. It's mandatory. Yeah, yeah, they have to as a Power 4 team. But I think the rationale behind that is if you are really dead set anti-transfer portal and NIL, Dabo's using it just like everybody else. Now, granted, I think he's only got 3 incoming transfer portal players on the team this year. They're all going to be starters. They're all going to be impact players. But I think he's only got 3. But he has used it. I think it basically comes down for Dabo to, even if he is using it, he's used it his way, sparingly. He's not going to go out there and get 11, 12, 14 dudes out of the portal. He's going to get 3, and it's going to be 3 that he believes are going to show up, be starters, make an impact, fill a gap in the recruiting, whatever. I think he is the type of dude that would rather have homegrown, home-recruited guys. I think he'd rather go find a cat, grow him out of high school into the Clemson program. I think he'd rather go find a guy and make him a career Clemson guy, make him one of those alumni that's showing up at Clemson games for years after they graduate, after they get to the league, whatever, and do it that way. And if he wins a natty this year doing it that way, I do think he earns the right to look at guys like Pate and me and half of y'all Clemson fans and most of the rest of college football fans and go, ba-bang, the whole flock of birds. Here's all the birds to all of you, as the great Jared E. Brown would say. The whole flock, buddy. And I think there is a, to use Pate's expression, kind of a storybook element to that. But I'm also going to say, this roster is a roster that most of the big names say, this is championship caliber. This is a 12-0 ACC team. This is a 13-0 ACC title team. This is a national championship contender. And if this team comes up short this year, then I absolutely think most of the national discussion is going to be Clemson's not in that mix anymore.
And it shouldn't be. I think if they're not in the mix, if that roster is the way that you and the rest of the nation say it is, there's one place where it probably isn't, and that will be the thing that costs them, and that's at quarterback.
But even if it is, that's still Dabo. That's your guy. You've stuck with him. You rode with him. You passed on transfer portal quarterbacks. You haven't moved up the next guy on the depth chart. It's kind of like the whole thing with Tua and Jalen Hurts. Nick Saban was willing to switch quarterbacks in conference championship games, in national championship games. Dabo said, this is my guy, ride or die, come hell or her water. This is my dude. If that is the reason they fail, it's still on him. That's still his decision-making. I think it is fair to say.
But at the same time, I just want to say that Cade Klubnik has gotten better every single year.
He absolutely has.
And he is not taking a step back. He's gone from Mr. Handoff, and that's all he does, to starting to complete passes, to start leading the team. But is he the guy to take them back to that level? I don't think so. Hey, if you're a Clemson fan, I hope I'm wrong, and you already hate me anyway, so who cares? I'm just saying, looking at the team, I think that is that, and when Brent Venables left, that has hurt. That defense, even though it's still been pretty good, they've lost something when he left. They lost a little bit of an edge. I mean, when you look over and you see your coach trying to get on the field and someone has to hold him back, that you find something in you that gets you to do a little bit extra. And I think they've lost that too. But we'll see.
When they lost Venables, when they made the switch to Wes Goodwin, that was a Dabo Swinney call. That was the wrong call too. This is the point. All of the things that you're talking about, they're all direct results of Dabo Swinney decisions. And so if...
Well, Brent Venables had a chance to be a...
I'm not talking coach. About... Right. If yeah. He leaves, he leaves. You grew a dude who goes on, but you pick the next guy. And you picked him from your staff. You didn't go now.
All right.
They brought in Tom Allen from Penn State. That's an outside guy. Then that's why a lot of people celebrated. Good job, Dabo, going outside the program to find the best guy for the job. Is it the right guy? We're going to find out. I've heard nothing but good things. All of that being said, I think it is very fair to say, if they come up short this year, you can say Clemson's time in the sun is over. But if they get it done this year, Dabo Swinney reserves the right to flip a bird at me and you and everybody else and hit the DX, you know what I'm saying. Sports Flash.
Oh, by the way, this one's for Austin. Hey, the mighty Tigers roar. It's football season, baby. It's right over there. The Atlanta Braves stopped a 5-game losing streak with a 9-2 win over the A's last night. Ronald Acuna Jr., who missed Tuesday's game with a back tightness. This with a back tightness for sure, hit a leadoff home run and another in the fourth. Bryce Elder picked up his third win of the year, going 6.2 innings and giving up 8 hits, but just 2 runs while striking out 7. Devin Booker has agreed to a 2-year, $145 million maximum contract extension with the Phoenix Suns, the highest annual extension salary in league history, surpassing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's deal signed last week. Booker's contract is now for 5 years and $316 million in total. The Oklahoma City Thunder have their starting big man back to defend the title, agreeing to a 5-year rookie max contract with Chet Holmgren that could reach as high as $250 million. The deal does not include a player or team option.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.